Hello there, luscious ones. I hope this update finds you all well and stress-free and just enjoying your December month. I am having a great month, although it just began. Well, I say that, but we're kind of nearing the middle of the month already. No. It's very, very, that's too stressful to even think about, especially with the holidays, but that's fine. We'll get to that. Despite all the craziness that December brings, it still is one of my favorite months. And so far this month has been just great. I'm ahead of things with respect to decorating and holiday plans and shopping and all of that stuff. I think I'm doing very well there. The naughtiness factor could always be turned up a notch here. I just have to light a fire under his ass to jump on top of my ass. I'll work something out for that to get a little better in December. Actually, the other day, I thought I broke my microphone. No, not screaming into it or coming close to it like I did the womanizer. I moved my laptop from my naughty room to my bedroom because I wanted to do some edits and watch the soccer game on the big screen TV or football, whatever you call it, because some of you may not know this if you're new here, but I'm not a very big sports fan in general, except when it comes to Euro Cup and World Cup soccer. So that's just something from my childhood, always watching those particular soccer events, and I watch them every couple of years. So I brought my laptop on to watch the games, and then when I brought it back down to my naughty room, I guess it just didn't want to recognize my microphone. So just took some troubleshooting to figure out how to get it to cooperate again. For those of you that are interested, all of my teams that I normally root for, and well, not all of them, most of the ones that I regularly would root for and support are knocked out, unfortunately. So there's still one in the top four that's usually my underdog team, my considered underdog team that I root for. So I'm not going to ruin it for you. I know you all have your favorites for those of you who watch. So we'll see. It should be interesting. I've really enjoyed watching the games that I can catch. And again, it's the only sport I watch. So don't get too like, oh, well, Lacey loves to fuck and love sports. No. I will watch some, like, finals of games, mainly hockey and basketball if I have to, but football, American football, other types of sports, baseball's just too long, so yeah, I'm not really into those. Sorry. I can only be so good at so many things. What else did I want to update you on? Usually I remember things like during the month and I'll like write them down somewhere for these monthly updates, but I haven't been doing as well as that lately. So not too much that I can think of. One thing that came to mind because I had, yes, one of my crazy dreams. And in the dream, I was sucking cock, I don't know who it was, but someone's cock, and they complained because of my teeth against their cock, and I kind of swapped out to have some other girl suck their cock. I don't know, what, that's a weird cock-sucking dream. I never usually give away a cock. And I've also never been told that my teeth were in the way of sucking cock. So that brought a question to mind when I was kind of reflecting on my dream the next morning, because of course, if there's cocks in my dream, I'm going to reflect on them. It got me to thinking, do men look at a woman's mouth and or teeth and think about her sucking your cock. I've never thought of that before. I don't know if that's something men do. And just to give you, I guess, an idea, I have what I would consider perfect lips. You know I was going to say that anyways, but seriously, I have lips. Like, they're not just like Kermit the Frog slit with, no, I have an actual nice size bottom lip, a nice size top lip. Not too big, not too tiny, very typically lip shaped to me, and I like that. I also have, like, teeth-wise, I had braces, but I didn't really need them, but that's a long story. So anyways, I have pretty straight top and bottom teeth, and I have maybe slightly bigger than average top teeth, like longer than average, but not long by any means. Like, no one's ever seen, like, oh, you have big front teeth or anything like that. So I have never had a problem with my teeth sucking a cock. Like, I've seen in porn where some girls, like, literally, like, put their lips over their teeth to kind of, I guess, protect the cock. I've never had to do that. And even when I stretch my mouth, like, all the way open wide, I mean, I never really have to stretch it all the way open wide to suck a cock. I'm not really sucking any mammoth-sized dicks. So just average-sized cocks. And I've never had any issues with my teeth and a cock. So just if you're visualizing me or my cock sucking, that's what you get. But I know people have different teeth and different smiles and lips and all that. And so I'm just curious if that is something that men consider. I know it's probably not one of the first things you guys notice from a poll we did before in the past, tits and ass and legs and eyes and all that stuff. But when you do look at a mouth, do you look at it just for the smiling face? Or do you think, what would that mouth be like on my cock? I don't know. I'm curious. Another thing that's, I guess it's not really that similar. It stumps me all the time because I do these types of audios often, which is the hot wife audios or a gangbang audio. And every time I go to put the tags or even the titles sometimes on the audio, I never quite know if hot wife and gangbang are supposed to be one word. Why does gangbang, gangbang, gangbang? Right now when I'm saying it, it just sounds wrong. Gangbang. Okay, never mind. I'm going to continue. So I never know if those two are supposed to be one word. And I think I just do it whatever the mood strikes me on the day. Maybe you guys can tell me if you know the right way. I guess I could Google it, but I think I have, and it wasn't very clear, especially hot wife. There's another one. Doggy style. I never know if it's doggy, like D-O-G-G-I-E or D-O-G-G-Y style. Oh, well, I'm sure that I guess it might be important to you guys if you're ever, like, searching by the tags. Know that. Maybe know that if you're searching for gangbang, put it in as one word and two words, or because I might use them interchangeably because I don't know what's right. I have a feeling this has come up in a monthly update before too. I need to keep better track of these updates from what I've told you and haven't before. So if someone's like a naughty English professor that knows what's right or wrong, you can correct me and put me over your knee and slap my ass until I get it right. Yeah, that's what I think English professors do. All right, what else did I want to mention? Oh, I wanted to talk about my holiday theme. So I am doing 12 days on the naughty list. The first one is going to come out very soon, December 13th. But my original thought for the 12 days before Christmas type idea that I do every year was to use the titles of Christmas songs as inspiration for a naughty audio tale, and then have you guys guess each Christmas song that went with the naughty audio tale. And I had them all lined up and I thought it was fun, but then I thought, I don't know how inclusive that would be. Not everyone knows the title of Christmas songs, at least to be able to guess and play along with the guessing. The naughty story would still be a naughty story. So anyways, I trashed that idea and went with the 12 days on the naughty list, which I'm actually very excited about and happy that I'm doing that one. But I did end up having one of the sort of song theme audios that I had already done, and I still wanted to share it and just to play with that type of idea for that one audio. And it went out maybe a week ago, early this month, and it was called Warming Up the Hot Wife. And I said in that one that I would tell you the song that it related to. Some of you guessed Baby It's Cold Outside, which now that I look back is a very, very good guess because she was freezing in the audio. They were outside. But, and this is a spoiler for people who haven't listened to that one yet and may want to, so maybe you can skip ahead 5 seconds in this audio because I'm going to reveal the actual song that that audio was inspired by. And it was Sleigh Ride. You know, come on, it's lovely weather for sleigh ride together with you. That one. Never mind my singing voice. I know it's horrible and way off key and way too high. I've heard it all before from those that I live with. But anyways, that was the song. And now that I think about it again, it's supposed to be lovely weather for a sleigh ride together. And she was freezing. The main reason that I thought it would be funny is because those men came up on a big sleigh and she rode them all with her pussy. So that was the sleigh ride connection. I know, if I have to explain it, it's not very clear. I get it. But I did want to get back to that since I promised I would reveal the correct answer in my monthly update. I guess I kind of have had two audios out this month so far that relate to Christmas songs, which is weird. It wasn't intended at all. That wasn't even part of it, because I did a recent storytime audio that was centered around the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because of these gag reindeer underwear that the ex-boyfriend of the main character was wearing. The inspiration for that one came because there's a post, a Tumblr post, I think, and it's a girl and she's kind of got Christmas balls or ornaments on her ass and she's shaking her ass and the ornaments are shaking back and forth. And it reminded me a little of me because I used to have, and I may have told this story during the holiday season some years ago, but I used to have black Christmas kind of thong panties that right in the middle, like the small of my back on the waistline of the panties, they had these tiny two little like jingle bells. Usually I wore jeans out to this particular event that we have every Christmas, and I would like just pull the waist of my, because you can't hear the bells, they're very tiny, when my jeans are like tight and on, they don't really move. But then I'd pull the waist of my jeans down just a little on the back so that the top of the panties would be out and the bells would be out, and then I'd shake my ass and you'd hear these tiny little ting 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 ringing bells from my ass. I don't have them anymore because the bells were not made of great metal or whatever and they got all gross and oxidized or whatever you call that. So they're gone as far as I know. Yeah, as far as I know, I don't have them anymore. If I did, I'm sure I would have found them by now. I should get another pair if they sell such things. But that was sort of the inspiration for the story about the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer briefs that the guy was wearing, because I've seen gag Christmas underwear for men, and I thought, something fun with that, almost like they're hypnotic, and they've got her under a spell. That's where that story came from my own sort of naughty underwear inspiration. I'll try and post that picture on Discord, because I don't think it's that bad. I think it can for sure fit in the softcore section. Although she doesn't have little bells. She has big, like, Christmas ornaments hanging from her panties. That is not what I had. Just so for those of you that do see the picture, yeah, not the same at all. But it's how I got inspired. For those that wonder how I end up with some of these crazy ideas that become audios, yeah, that's how. So as for what's coming up this month, well, I have my 12 days on the naughty list audios. So every day from the 13th to the 24th, you'll hear a new audio for those of you in the exclusive tiers. And there'll be a variety of different themes in the audios. I'm not going to give it away, but I think there'll be something for most of you to enjoy in there. That will take us up to Christmas. I'm probably going to take Christmas Day and Boxing Day off. We have Boxing Day, which is a shopping day. I'm not sure if I'm going to go shopping this year. We'll see. It's kind of like Black Friday. Everything Christmas themed or overstock goes on sale. Usually I might go. The end of December is just a very busy time in general. There's lots of birthdays, then the holidays, and this is probably going to be the first almost totally back to normal holiday that we've had in a couple of years. So I'll be having lots of guests, lots of events, lots of good food and drink and fun and games, and just looking forward to all of that, taking a little bit of time off. But I'm not going anywhere tropical or warm or anything like that, which is okay because I do enjoy snow for the holidays and a white Christmas and all of that. And definitely looking forward to watching the last few soccer or football games. I have been doing a lot of non-orgasmic screaming when it comes to those lately, because I don't know, the final moments of some of the recent games have been pretty fun. After Christmas, there's still a little bit left of December. I have a dirty debate. It's a really crazy, wacky subject matter that we ended up debating. So that should hit your ears this month. And whatever else I might manage to come up with this December. There's one more little thing I wanted to get to before I end this audio, but before I even go there, I just really wanted to take a minute to say thank you so, so much to all of you that listen to me and enjoy my audio stories and engage with me and talk with me and message me and comment on my stories and just, you know, even send me happy smiles or the odd emails. It is such a joy to be able to do what I do for all of you and to have you supporting me and allowing me to continue to do that. I haven't stopped to take a moment in some of these because I know I repeat myself a lot at the end, but sometimes I just, I think about how lucky I am to have the freedom to do this and how great you guys are. And because sometimes people will ask me like, oh, don't you get creepy dudes or people asking you gross things all the time? And how do you deal with that? Knock on wood, I don't really get a lot of that. Maybe it could be because of the nature of the audios I make and my own themes, but I have some amazing, amazing listeners and supporters, and you guys are my supporters, and you guys are amazing. Like, just Great. I know some of you just listen and don't even comment and don't connect with me, but you're still there supporting me and letting me do what I do. So even if I've never talked to you before and you might never talk to me because that's not your thing, I love you so much. Like, you might not realize how much of a difference your support makes for my life, and not just monetary, but just the joy that it brings my every single day. I have people that I talk to that say, you know, my voice brings them joy and comfort and release, and just talking to me about dirty things, being a woman who they can talk openly to about things, is such a great outlet for them. But you give me my greatest outlet. I don't think you realize how much you impact my life, and I am always usually just here for the fun and joy of it. Why the hell not? That's what we're supposed to be doing in this lifetime, is having fun and joy. But you help me get some of my greatest fun and joy. So please remember that today, maybe hopefully for the rest of the month, that if anything, or if you're having a bad day, you have made someone's day, some dirty, naughty lady's day and month and year and all the time that you've supported me. It's just glorious to be able to do this for you. And I thank you so much. You're the best present I could ever get, and I get you all year round. So, oh, I could kiss every one of you on various parts of your body, but thank you all so, 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 so much. So the last boring thing after that is I will be updating the Dropbox library links in the next day or two to make sure that everyone who should have access to 12 Days on the Naughty List does have access. They'll be posted directly on Patreon and Subscribestar as well. Just make sure to check your messages, or for Subscribestar subscribers, check the post about the new erotic library links to bookmark or save the latest one. That's probably enough of me rambling in your ears for this month. I really hope that you have a fantastic holiday season, end of the month, new year, whatever you happen to celebrate or not celebrate. I hope that December treats you very, very well and you're happy, healthy, full of laughs, and of course, lots and lots of orgasms. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.